I'm Pastor Greg, and I want to welcome you to our very first podcast for our brand new series, That's Not Possible, When God Makes the Impossible Possible. Well, it's Monday again, and we're week three of our new series, That's Not Possible, When God Makes the Impossible Possible. And our focus this week is going to be the storms of life. In 2011, I made a request of WLTX that I assumed would not be possible. I actually contacted them through a friend and asked if I could do a segment of the weather with Jim Gandy, the Midlands' most experienced weatherman. And to my surprise, they granted my request. And while I was there, they treated me like a celebrity. And so I had an opportunity to record a segment of the weather with Jim Gandy, not on air. He stayed a few minutes after his 5 o'clock news segment and recorded it with me. During that visit, I had a great conversation with Jim Gandy and realized that he had been a weatherman in the Midlands for 36 years. And he really became respected in our community when he navigated the community, the Midlands, through Hurricane Hugo. And so if you wanted to know what the weather was going to be like, you tuned in to Jim Gandy and he'd be sure you knew. While Jim Gandy could accurately and reliably forecast the weather, there was one thing he couldn't do, and that was control the weather. However, you and I know someone who can. He can calm the waves and the wind that happens in our life. And today's passage in Mark chapter 6, the disciples find themselves in the middle of a storm, and Jesus climbs into their boat, and immediately the winds and the waves subside, and it says, and they were amazed. And so I ask you today, what stiff wind are you rowing against? Maybe spiritual temptation, emotional struggles, financial trials, or a physical dilemma, and you're rowing with your own strength and not making any progress. If that describes you, or the next time you find yourself in the middle of a storm, I'd like to remind you of two things. The Lord saw the disciples in the middle of their storm, and He sees you. And remember that He's in the storm with you, so there's no need to keep rowing in your own strengths. So I'd leave you today with this simple challenge. If you're in the middle of a storm today, invite Jesus into your boat. And even if you're not in the middle of a storm, I'd encourage you to invite Jesus into your boat.